It is nighttime in Princeton, and we are going on a ghost hunt. The town is eerily quiet. All the shops are closed. A cold full moon illuminates the leafy university campus. We meet two physicists, Richard Feynman and John Wheeler. Their collaboration, as it turned out, would lead to a rethinking of the fundamentals of quantum physics through the concept of sum over histories, introduced by Feynman and named by Wheeler. The two physicists would prove the perfect team. Feynman cautious and thorough in his brilliant calculations, Wheeler bold and imaginative in his far-reaching notions. Honing and reworking bizarre hypotheses into workable solutions would become their joint specialty. A lifetime journey of intrepid explorations would launch in Wheeler's Princeton office. From the opening of the quantum labyrinth, how Richard Feynman and John Wheeler revolutionized time and reality, by Paul Halpern. Indeed, Richard Feynman is best known as the 20th century professor who popularized physics for thousands upon thousands upon thousands of college students. His book, Surely You're Kidding, Mr. Feynman, continues to sell well at bookstores and checkout of public and academic libraries as new generations discover his witty style and out-of-the-box arguments for physical phenomena. Yet Feynman and his partner in modern physics, John Wheeler, were anything but the stereotypically stuffy professorial types. They were anything but static, tradition-bound thinkers. Feynman was as crazy a personality as one is likely to find in academia, and he matched his nonconformist personality with a brilliant theoretical mind. Wheeler, too, was a grand thinker, opting for large-scale visions of nature and the universe. Just as their careers were establishing them as scientists to watch, there was grim news. World War II broke out. As important as the development of the A-bomb was to be for both world politics and research physics, by the 1950s, John Wheeler had moved on to new academic pursuits and is even better known today for his development of theories focusing on the study of unified field theory, the space-time continuum, and gravitation. Along with the science, we learned, too, of both Wheeler's and Feynman's personal lives, the immense love both had for their wives and children, the devastation that we are told haunted Feynman when his beloved Arlene passed away soon after the A-bomb he helped create was exploded, the domestic tranquility that grounded Wheeler's wide-ranging scientific explorations, and, of course, the zany social life that complemented Richard Feynman's close scientific reasoning. We're treated as well to cameo appearances by science fiction writers like Philip Dick, thought-filled writers like Jorge Luis Borges, and of course, a plethora of other physicists and scientific thinkers. This is a rich brew of 20th century intellectual life, spiced up with the extraordinary discoveries of John Wheeler and Richard Feynman. As Halpern writes at the very conclusion of our book, the number of crazy ideas we've seen boggles the mind. All the while, we've kept our sanity through a comforting, guiding principle. As sum over histories tells us, no matter how strange our path through space-time, there exist many others that are even more bizarre. The Quantum Labyrinth, How Richard Feynman and John Wheeler Revolutionized Time and Reality, by Paul Halpern, is available at the West Lafayette Public Library.